welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people at all the things you need to know over the next 100 days, from innovation to business design, tech, and culture. I'm Fazlan Iso, and today we're joined by three brand new additions to the Label Sessions expert roster, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. Hello and welcome, everyone. So we are joined by Devi Mohan. Devi is the fintech strategist who doesn't just follow trends, she makes them. She brings research, rigor, global insight, and the rare ability to translate complexity into action. Banks, fintechs, and policymakers alike. Welcome, Devi.
Thank you so much.
Also, a big welcome to Kate Ingskoff. Kate is the innovation coach who thrives where others stall. She brings an experimentation mindset to complex corporate teams, helping them move faster, build better, and lead with confidence, even when everything's a little bit unclear. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you so much. Delighted to be here.
And a big welcome to Will Lu Kang. Will is the fixer who turns neglected teams into high-performance engines. He blends technical depth with people-first leadership to transform underperforming operations into purpose-driven powerhouses, especially when the stakes are high and the systems are under pressure. Welcome, Will.
Thanks for loving this.
Can we avoid the inshittification of AI? So as AI tools become trained on AI slop, there is a real danger of a really unhelpful feedback loop. So what we put in is what we're going to get out, and it's not always going to be the greatest thing. So can we avoid this? If so, how? Or is all of this chat about sort of the intuitification of just people resisting change? And Will, I feel like this, what you know, as a sort of AI guy, what are your feelings?
I think the way I look at it, and I always tell people, because I'm also on the advisory board of AI 2030, it's a global organization. I always tell people it's human plus AI, right? At the end of the day, all of these nice things that we're looking at, they're tools. They're things to enable us, help us get things done faster, more efficient, better. But human needs to take the center stage to take an interest in learning about it, and educating. And I think in AI 2030, I'm running the workforce development plan. We're focusing on education. We're focusing on having people learn the things that they need to learn. And I think as leaders, that's an opportunity for us to speak to people about human plus AI, not just AI. Because tool like anything is like software development, garbage in, garbage out. So it will hallucinate, will do all the bad things because it was trained with bad data. So at the end of the day, and I just made a presentation about a month ago in one of the community college, I did tell the student, how many of you ask AI something like ChatGPT and cut and paste the answer? And half the class was like, yeah, we did it. It's like, no, you can't do that, right? You need to review what came out of the AI and say, that's me or that's not me. And it was, they were like, half of them were like, okay, I guess. Because they're like, this is what gave you an answer. I'm like, no. That actually gives you sometimes even wrong, right? Even it's funny because I wrote a book and I would ask questions about my book and it'll give me a wrong answer about my book. And I was like, no, that's a perfect example. And that's why I always said it's human plus AI. Don't let AI just be the driver of everything. We all need to communicate to people about taking interest in learning about it. Mm-hmm. And why I'm so passionate about it, because when computer first came out in the 80s, and I'm kind of aging myself, I was in high school and I learned software development. And I told all my friends, we all need to learn this because this is going to be the thing that everyone used. And everyone looked at me like I have three heads. Will, you're crazy. It's too expensive. No one's going to buy it. Guess what? 33 years of my career was built on building software. Everything was computerized. And people are going to lose jobs, but they're going to take on other jobs. And people who learn how to use it can then partake and accelerate the growth of their career. Yes, they always, in this industrial revolution, right? This is probably the fourth one. And every single industrial revolution, someone get displaced, but those people learn something else. And that's human development. And this is another one. Yes, it accelerates so fast. And that's why it's scary, but because it learned so much faster than everything else. But if we educate ourselves and teach people to embrace, learn something about it, or use it, but own it. You make the decision to use the output of it or not. but don't let it dictate and tell you what to do. Don't have a conversation with it. I'm hearing story about people starting to have a conversation and dating with the AI. I'm like, no, don't do that. That's scary. No, it's scary. It happened. There's a news about it. That's like, so, yeah, those are scary. But human plus AI. You decide how you want to use and what data come out of it. You decide how to use it. It's always human first.
So I have a question on that, Will. Human first AI. Is enshittification actually a real word, or is that a word that is just made up? Like,
probably just made up.
It doesn't sound very real to me.
Yeah, it's always a lot of the things that came, you know, as part of the development and modernization is made up word, right? People made up word. And because they said it so much, it stick. Like the one phrase that being used a lot for the past few years, human in the loop. Human in the loop in AI. Yeah. And I said, that's actually not a good thing. Human in the loop is like, it's in the office, like, I'll keep you in the loop. You're an FYI. Right? You're actually not owner. You're not owner. I'm just informing you. So I said, if you're just human in the loop, AI own you. Right? AI own you. AI just said, hey, Will, you need to do this. But if you don't want, it's okay. I'll take care of it. That's not good at all. So I said, it's not human in the loop. It'd be human plus AI. It's scary. Human but plus. Yeah, there's a lot of modern terms that people come up with because of, you know, the evolution and development.
I think that's the biggest challenge, isn't it? I mean, it will be such a thin line between what AI has created and what is real. And I think over time, it will be hard to tell what is actually created and what was actually real. And I think those kind of checks, it's so important because, again, we don't know where the word enshittification came from. It could be something
like right? Like we could have had an entire conversation.
I mean, just thinking of one word and the origin of a new language, maybe.
Yeah. But,
I mean, it could have so much ramification on what we do on a daily basis that we don't know the origin. We don't know if it is fake or real. And I think that's a real problem. And I think human checks are needed to a large extent.
Yes.
Without revealing much, I'm working on a project that does exactly that on AI, but the human element of the checks and verifications. So we're talking about tons and tons of data that's being passed through ChatGPT or Google or Meta or whoever it is, and actually adding a human element of verification. And I think that's going to go on for a long time. AI left alone by itself, I think that's not been a good recipe so far.
Thank you for doing the work that you're doing. That project is, I believe, immensely important.
It is a fun project, to be honest. I mean, there's a whole lot of data privacy issues, of course, but it is a fun project in that you understand the human psyche in terms of what is what the conversations are about and what actually people are struggling with. And I think that has been a very interesting learning experience from a pure psychological point of view for me, because it's not just tech, is it? It's also about the human element and what are the gaps that humans are now finding and being filled with AI.
Yeah, I'm not a tech expert, and I obviously bow down to Devi and Will here, but my kind of view and take on it at the moment is that it's like the Wild West out there, right? Like new tools and techniques and platforms are coming literally every week. I'll be using something within my business will get superseded kind of like really quickly. And I think a lot of us are on these kind of freemium models as well. And I suspect that kind of quality and that control that you're talking about, Devi, must come. And as we start, there will be winners and losers on these platforms and tools. And as some of these winners start to kind of look out and we start to put our money behind some of these, then our expectations about that value and service are going to change and we're going to expect more. And I wonder if that's where some of the control then starts to come in, because we're then at, our expectation is slightly different. At the moment, there's still kind of like when I'm talking to my clients, it's in some ways it's still quite playful, because things are coming and going so quickly and we're all still learning about what we can do. But I think over time we'll see those winners and losers arrive and that kind of freemium model go, and therefore hopefully the quality will improve and we'll move away from in-shitification. I just wanted to say that.
It's okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the word. That was
I love the fact that you brought up the concept of Wild Wild West, right? And that's where governance. Governance comes into play. The challenge with AI and its governance is it's evolved so quickly. So there's it's hard to really get your arms around it. But I agree with you, Kate, as the number of players dwindle, right, at some point, we'll get to the point where there's only a few players. And maybe the government could step in and help. Because even here in the US, they're doing their best to step in. But I think it's like the rocket ship flying ahead of the governance, and the governors are like in the contrail of the rocket ship. So I think that's the biggest problem. But at some point, the governance should catch up and do something about it. Otherwise, it's going to be really, untenable at all.